Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Every year for the past 4 years, drivers have flocked to Waikaraka Park in Auckland with the sole intention of driving so aggressively that they will render their fellow drivers' cars stationary, munted, if you will. Glynis Bartlam went along to the annual Smashfest Demolition Derby to find out what it's like behind the wheel.
Okay, Waikaraka Park. We're gearing up for this one. It is the start, the official opening of Smashfest 2010, brought to you by Sim Pacific Metals. Smashfest 2010, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, Smashfest 2010, it's going to be unbelievable. $10,000 for the last car standing. They've got a grand for second. They've never had prize money for second before, so it's always a bugger coming second, so there's a grand for that. $500 for best dressed car. So as they start to drip feed in, there's a few teams this year. The Sims Pacific Metals, who are one of the main sponsors, they've got a team of eight, so they're the team to beat. Of course, last year's defending champ, Mr. Bartley, Paul Bartley, the Midas one, will be a marked man because you think lightning wouldn't strike twice. But believe it or not, the 07 and 08 winner was a guy by the name of Aaron Carlson. So he won it back-to-back. So what are the chances of Paul Bartley winning it back-to-back? As for the TV3 Sports Tonight car, we're a two-man team. Myself, Dobbo, and Rebecca Arnie, who's a lucky viewer. Now, Rebecca is a 27-year-old jewellery saleswoman, so she won our car competition. It's great to see women involved in this. We've got millionaires involved. Last year, the bride turned up. That was insane. A husband and wife. There's another dude by the name Lee Warne, paraplegic. Last bloke you think would be doing this, and he runs his car all on hand controls. So we've got all walks of life. That's what makes this event so special. It's not just your black singlet boy races.
That was Howard Dobson, a regular competitor in Smashfest, but just one of about 100 entries into this year's competition.
Yeah, hi, I'm Greg from Spud Racing, Greg Aureus.
So you're part of a team?
Well, Spud Racing's been going since the 80s. Early 80s, Society for the Prevention of Unopened Dozens. motor racing trips, boys' nights. So we go to Bathurst every year, do a boys' trip to Bathurst, Hamilton, you name it, we do it. And this is just one of our little things we're doing now, is come to Smashfest every year. We've got a couple Toyotas, Corollas, Nissan Sentra, got a Mitsubishi Mirage. This one here has been in, I think it's already done 3 or 4 derbies. Good little car, so let's watch that one. Nissan Skyline station wagon, so it'll be a racer. And down the back, what have we got down the back? Honda Civic. Of course, you've got the old girl, the old Rover, 1961 Rover. The boys have called it the Queen. It's the old Pommy Rover, 1961 Rover.
Is it an expensive sport to belong to?
The wife probably thinks it is. No, it's not actually. It's for all honesty, you could probably get away with $200-$300 and it'll give you a good night's racing. You know, the time you buy your car, cars are getting more expensive to buy. Get your car, pay your $80 entry fee, and a few bits and bobs and you're away. So it's a pretty cheap night.
Hello, I'm Dave Tennant, and my boy's racing 259, who's Scott Tennant. It's my boy's first year. Yep, it is. Yep. He normally races a mini stock, and he's just been driving a super stock just recently.
And what do you think your technique is going to be tonight?
Oh, I think like most guys, just keep circulating around the track. I think if you get stuck in one corner and you get piled up, you know, I think your race might be over. I think just keep circulating and keep hitting cars and hope for some luck.
Is sponsorship a big thing for Smashfest?
Oh, I don't think so, but looking around the pits here, there's quite a few teams here that are sponsored by some major companies. So I suppose if you've got 4 or 5 cars, it's going to help, but most people here have just got old cars and just going to run around. I think it's more time. I think if you've got an old car that's a good runner, it's just a few weekends to get it ready.
So what's your name?
Paul.
Can you describe what technique you're going for tonight?
Trying to survive and try not to get hurt. That's probably my main aim at this stage. I got knocked out for a few minutes last year, but I got pushed into the wall really hard and my head hit the side of the car and I had a little sleep for a while.
How important is the prize money, or is it just the glory?
Oh, it's just the glory. We're in a team of 6, and whoever wins it in the team, we're going to split it up 6 ways. One of us came 3rd last year, so we got close. Second. That was 2nd last year.
What's your name?
Chris Murphy, from Cork in Southern Ireland, virgin to this field, hoping to take it easy and then go all out towards the end of it and see how well we do. They're a little bit apprehensive also. The guys that were supplying the cars there, KD Autos and Carol, and he's told us plenty of stories from last year and their previous attempts. See how it goes.
One of those stories is how Paul Butler beat out 130 competitors to be Smashfest champ for 2009.
Oh, it's pretty awesome, eh? You know, there are heaps of people, you know, the 131 cars, but last man stand from those 130 is pretty awesome, eh? You know, yeah.
How do you think you did it? What was your technique?
Oh, that's a secret, but, you know, and just do basic things, you know, try like crazy, you know, in that just unless you gotta come down to the last straight and you know, and you focus on that, you know, just kill all those top five and you know, and focus the other one, you know, and protect your front end, you know. So that's why your car is not lost, because if it's radiator is overheating, and that's why the motor is, you know, you stop, you know.
An annual event. There are several crew that have been with Smashfest from the very beginning.
My name's Kevin. I'm the actual gatekeeper for this gate here, which is the exit gate from the track to the pits. And it's my job to make sure that it's open at the end of each race to make sure all cars are off before I close it again. Oh, I love it. Once it's in your blood, you're there. Like I say, when I go for a blood test, it's not a blood test, it's a fuel test.
And how long have you been doing this job?
This job here is my second year on it. I was originally the starter here, so I know my way around this track pretty well. We had a stock car actually mount this gate and straddle the gate and the safety wire that goes across. We were lucky there was only one of our marshals here and one medical officer, and they scarp it out of the way very quickly. Motorsport is dangerous. Doesn't matter whether it's dirt track racing, speedway, or even open track racing. All motorsport to me is dangerous. And safety, as far as I'm concerned, is paramount.
And there are several safety rules enforced, as Smashfest promoter Tim Evans explains.
Anyone can enter a derby. Basically what they have to do is get their car, they have to strip anything out of it, any glass, anything that's flammable has to come out. All the seats have to come out. The driver's seat will then go back in. There'll be a roll bar put in behind the driver's seat. There'll be crossbar racing harness put on, which has to be incredibly tight. The front windscreen and the driver's side window have to be meshed up so that no debris can come in there, and anyone can race. So, and it's really easy to put all those bits and pieces together. There's a few new things that have happened this year. Neck braces are now compulsory. Gloves are compulsory. So, and that's Speedway New Zealand rules to enhance the safety, I suppose, aspect of it. But yeah, so that's as easy as that. Yeah, I think Smashfest, you know, derby, you would get a derby in a speedway track maybe every sort of third or fourth weekend all around the country, and we're talking a lot of tracks. But Smashfest has kind of gone a little bit a step further, and you know, because of all the action, we've got the monster trucks and the tanks and the helicopter drop and all the stunt corp and the extra bits and pieces. Guys are now saving their cars until Smashfest and sort of doing it just on Smashfest. So it's hugely popular. Now, these guys love to get on a dirt track and have a bit of a spin around and crash into each other, and it's for a lot of them it's their entertainment, you know. So they feel like world famous rugby players when they go out and do that. Yeah. The best technique pretty much is a lot of these guys go out there and just put the pedal to the metal, and all the plans go out the door. That's, you know, you have no idea what you're doing when you're driving. But best things to do are, it's an endurance race. It's not an actual race, but it's an enduro. And these guys need to understand that you don't necessarily need to have massive contact. They need to make contact, but they need to also try and save the front of their car, because that's the part of it that will get damaged. And you know, if they put a hole in the radiator, they're gone 2 minutes later. If you're out, if it's more than sort of 10 or 15 seconds where you're not moving, a big digger will come and just push you to the infield and get you out of the way, and you're out. So, and it's last car standing wins 10 grand.
And after much destruction and an unconscious driver, this year's winner was Wayne Butler, a man now $10,000 richer.
We have to give him a few seconds. And here he is, Wayne.
Well, someone's happy. Glynis Bartlam at Smashfest there. And that's our show. If you'd like to hear anything that was in this show or past shows again, pop along to our podcast at publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Russell Brown.
And I've been Damien Christie. Thanks, New Zealand On Air.